As business digs out from under this long, grim recession, what role does business aviation have in the recovery? From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. It's Monday, January 14th, 2013, and I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. Last month, an editorial in Forbes magazine warned that General Motors, doing better financially now post-bailout, better not be getting a business jet for Christmas. The Forbes article suggested that purchasing business aviation assets would be a signal to shareholders that nothing has changed at GM, that no lessons have been learned, and that they should dump their stock.
I think the most important thing to say about that topic is that it has been repeatedly shown through very good and credible studies that using a business aircraft is a sign of a well-managed company.
Nexa Capital Partners President Michael Diamond should know his company has conducted many of those scientific studies, and he says that Forbes piece could not have been more wrong.
Business aviation can move and leverage the time and expertise of your top management team far more effectively, and it is truly a competitive advantage which has been proven time and time again.
So, as businesses like General Motors start to see some light at the end of that long, dark, recessionary tunnel we all entered 5 years ago, what role does business aviation have now? Well, Diamond says it's a more critical role than ever.
We just completed a study of the S&P 500 to look at the profile of companies that went through the recession of 2007-2008 to examine correlations between business aircraft use and their recovery from the recession. We found two interesting things. One is that those companies that used their business aircraft prior to the recession and hung on to that asset during the recession had a less impactful recession fallout and recovered more quickly to return to their pre-recession performance and beyond when it came to the key drivers of shareholder value.
The second finding of the Nexus study was that those S&P companies that obtained aviation assets both during and after the recession have become more profitable.
It proved to us that business aviation is continuing to be a strong marker and indicator for the best managed companies.
NBAA President Ed Bolin has already written an op-ed piece on this issue in Forbes. Nexa Capital Partners' Michael Diamond says he's in the process of authoring an article on this topic as well. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
Now, more than ever, it's important that your voice is heard, not just here at home, but on aviation issues the world over. Through NBAA's membership in the International Business Aviation Council, your company is strongly represented in the international business aviation community. And you get an IBAC aircrew identification card for only $70. This helps airport officials identify business aircraft flight crews and expedite both clearance and security procedures all around the world. Get yours today. For more information, go to ibac.org/aircrew-card. That's ibac.org/aircrew-card.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. What will your workplace, your career field, your industry be like when you're gone? What marker will you leave? What will your legacy be? The NBAA CAM Committee has made that question central in its conference this year. In fact, the theme of the 2013 Leadership Conference is Leadership Legacy, Inspiring the Future. The conference takes place next month in Austin. Check the website for more information. If your travels take you over the Gulf of Mexico, there are now two new ways to get to where you're going. They are the Lima and Mike RNAV routes. Again, check the NBAA website for details. And that is the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from nbaa.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.